All right, so the Jays got smoked down at the drop, and they lose 7-1 earlier this afternoon, just wrapped up. That is the first time they've lost a series in the last 8 series. They had won 7 in a row, and obviously today was the rubber match. They dropped 2 of 3 against Tampa. Nothing to complain about there. I mean, it was an ugly outing today, clearly, but Tampa's a great team, and they clinched the playoff spot today with that victory. That's how good Tampa is. You're going to lose some games. How do you respond? They fly to Minnesota now for 4 starting tomorrow. But it sounds like it was a chaotic game, especially late in the innings. To break it all down and to chat about the Jays, we're joined now by our Blue Jay reporter, Scott Mitchell. 7-1. We were on the air for the majority of it. Was it as ugly as the scoreline would suggest, Scotty?
Yeah, I mean, look, when you came into this day and you knew the Jays were going with a bullpen day, you kind of probably could have expected something like this. You knew they probably had to score runs and lean on that potent offense to squeak out of there with a series win, and that just didn't happen. And obviously, that's a tough situation when you've had to use your bullpen in the series, and you come into this day and you just don't have really enough. And obviously Ross Stripling is a guy who's coming off an injury, and that's just a tough situation. But, like you said, I think you kind of have to look at it in terms of, that's a very good baseball team, and, they're kind of relentless offensively when they can mix and match like they do. So, like you said, you got to respond, and every game is so crucial. So it feels like a disappointing loss and a disappointing series. But, when you played so well over this last month, and it's just so hard to be disappointed with where they're at. But obviously every game is so crucial, and now they've fallen back even with the Yankees.
Gets a little ugly there at the end, Scotty, and Kiermaier gets hit by Baraki. I think he probably thought that was coming at 7-1 at that particular point in the game, and Pete Walker went kind of nuts after that. I don't know if that was the build up from bad pitches he's seen for a couple days, or the stealing of the card from the catcher, or is that just him being a veteran baseball guy, understanding the relationship between Charlie Montoyo and Cash, and he knows Charlie doesn't want to go crazy here, so he stepped up.
Yeah, look, all of the above. I think you hit the nail on the head with all those. It's the fact that there's been some questionable umpiring in the series, and I think, I know Walker's been frustrated with that. And obviously, I think when you look at some of the egregious calls, I think it's obvious that, he's bound to be frustrated throughout a series that's obviously hasn't gone their way on the pitching side. And, when you look at, what he did with the card, I think that's valuable information. I think that's a little bit overblown in terms of, how angry he'd be with that. But yeah, I think he's angry about giving up 7 runs today and, not being able to get out of there with, a wild card lead instead of being even right now. So yeah, I think it's accumulation of all those things. And I think Walker has shown a lot of fire this year. He knows how, he has a really good pitching staff, and, they're the backbone of his team now, and he wants to defend his guys. I know he's defended his guys on occasion, just because, Montoyo maybe can't or won't on occasion, and he goes out there and he's a veteran guy. He's been with this team much, much longer than Montoyo has, and I think he knows the importance of pitching well down the stretch into the playoffs here when it matters. And he went through the rebuilding years with this club over the last couple of years, and I think you're kind of seeing the fire in him this year.
Well, I believe the last 2 ejections have been Pete Walker. I want to say the last time was actually on a horrible sequence of umpiring against Jake Lamb, sure enough. It was the Berríos start when he was getting rocked early, and Walker came out and got into it. I didn't think he was over the top with his emotions, but he had comments and he got tossed. And I would love to see the analytics on that. Like, how often in baseball history a pitching coach has been tossed twice in a row without the manager being in between that stat? Like, I would be surprised if that's never happened before, because Montoyo's just adverse to it, and it doesn't need to matter. I don't know how the players react to that stuff, though. Like, I would be curious to get a genuine response from Baraki, Berríos, and others. There's Walker going nuts, and old Charlie's just sitting there giving the thumbs up, and let's move on with our business here.
playing the bongos?
Yeah, it's a real interesting question. And you know, baseball players are interesting because, you know, baseball is not a real rah-rah kind of emotion sport. You know, it can be at times. You know, there's emotion in the stadium and things like that. But, you know, baseball players are very analytical and kind of self-involved and driven in a different sort of way. So, you know, I think they like to see Walker go out and do that. But I don't know that they necessarily frown upon Montoyo not going out and doing that. You know, maybe they like it from time to time. Maybe somebody might think, you know, a certain way, maybe think that he should. But, you know, I think there's a tendency to kind of overblow that sort of stuff. But, you know, that's just kind of knowing how baseball players work a little bit.
So Baruchy hits Kiermaier, and you would think Baruchy will probably face a suspension for that, Scotty. And, at this point in the season,
yeah.
So I mean, and that's really what matters here. Like, you're not playing the Rays again unless you make it into the playoffs and you win your wild card game. The Rays are going. You're not going to see them again. Kiermaier's fine. He'll move on with the season. Everything's all good. But if Baruchy is going to be suspended, and you went pretty deep into your bullpen here, and you've got games coming up against Minnesota, who are not a great team, but still, you're going to face them four times in their park. How does today factor into the way maybe the game plan could play out over the next four games?
Yeah, look, Baruchy's for sure going to be suspended. I mean, Manoah was suspended for much, much less earlier in the season. So, you know, this is for sure going to be, you know, that five-game kind of one-start thing and you know, maybe more. We'll see. But, you know, I think Baruchy's kind of the sacrificial lamb here a little bit. You know, he's been up and down lately between AAA and here. So, I mean, you know, he's suspended. You get to add another guy to the roster. I don't know that, you know, it would be the worst thing in the world. So, you know, I think that's kind of the situation when you look at that. You go to Minnesota and, you know, Baruchy, it's interesting. You know, I don't know that Baruchy was kind of ordered to do that. But when you look at the situation, you look at the pitch and you look at, you know, who it was, it's very clear that it was intentional. So, you know, whether he's going to admit to that or not, I'm not sure. But, you know, they'll go to Minnesota, and I think the bullpen, you know, probably is going to churn through a couple fresh arms anyways. But, you know, with the way this rotation's been pitching, you kind of hope to get through that this weekend, because obviously this day is your trouble spot now with a bullpen day, and then eventually you hope to get Ryu back. But then, you know, we've seen what kind of adventure that is, too.
Absolutely. So the Jays lose 7-1. They drop 2 of 3 in Tampa off the Minnesota for 4 starting tomorrow. Thank you, Scotty. We'll do it again soon.
All right, cheers, Bob. Take care.
There's Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter. Jays, it got ugly. Like chicken strips. Ross Stripling was in. Merriweather was getting. He was in a jam in that first, and he opened the game in the first inning. He got through it clean. It's all good. And then Stripling came in, which was the plan, and he gave them 1 1/3. Gave up 5 earned. Home run, walked a guy, it wasn't good. And at that point, it was basically over.
Dude, that
and
team,
the bats,
man,
didn't come alive.
They're a factory. Like, they win and win, and it's just, there's a lack of star power, or seemingly lack of star power, coming up to the plate time and time again, but they just rack up wins like it's just nobody's business.
Yeah, they're a good program. That's what they are.
They're the best.
They're a good program.
Like, their payroll is third of where the big boys are, if that, and all they do is churn out player after player. What they do very well as well is they get rid of guys right before they have to get paid or right before they break down. You know, like that's their move. They build a guy up, he gets to 27, 28, it's time to pay him, and they say, they don't think twice about it, you're gonna go,
right?
And then they bring back a haul, and the two or three guys they bring back in the haul 2 or 3 years later are playing prominent roles for them, and it just keeps going around and around,
like,
and around.
Big-time starting pitchers that just exit stage left year after year. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's amazing what they accomplished. They punched their ticket. They're in the playoffs. You know, they've still got 10 games to go, and they're in the playoffs in Tampa, and it's not a surprise to anyone based on the way they've played all year and what they've done for the better part of a decade plus.
Yeah.
So,
impressive.
You know, credit to Tampa. But now the Jays dropping 2 of 3, which – on a micro standpoint, again, it's not the biggest surprise in the world because of how good Tampa is. But we have become accustomed to them winning series because they had done it 7 times in a row. And from a macro standpoint, you're in a battle here. The Yankees won last night. The Sox won last night. Both teams are in action again tonight. And the Jays are leaving there, dropping 2 of 3. So, you know, they could go to sleep tonight outside of a playoff spot. The Yankees could pass them tonight. So we'll track that.
It's
we'll see how
right
it all plays out.
Right down to the wire. Right
it's
down
gonna,
to the
it
wire.
It is. Yep. Yeah. It's likely going to come right down to the wire. And they got four in Minnesota. Then they're home for a six-game homestand, three against the Yankees. Those three games are going to be massive. And you know the Jays are waiting for an answer on whether or not they can sell more tickets, because that would be a packed building or real close to it. You get 30,000 in there for sure, I think. And maybe that will be the case come next week. We'll see if they have enough time to turn it around.
Yeah.
So the Jays dropping two of three. They're off to Minnesota.